Cloudflare's monetization gateway is the story I most want to unpack in this segment because it sits at the intersection of payments infrastructure, the open web, and how AI agents consume resources. Cloudflare announced that you can now charge for any resource sitting behind their network using the X402 protocol, essentially HTTP 402, the payment required status code that has existed in the HTTP spec since 1996 but was never widely implemented.
The original HTTP 402 was intended for micropayments but was never standardized because no payment infrastructure existed to make it work. What's changed now is two things. Stablecoin settlement on Ethereum and other chains has become fast and cheap enough for micropayments to be practical, and crucially, AI agents that consume APIs programmatically are much better suited to autonomous payment flows than human users are. A person clicking through a payment wall is friction. An AI agent that pays per API call is just a billing relationship.
That second point is the part the HN thread is really digging into. Cloudflare is effectively positioning X402 as the payment layer for the agentic web, the emerging architecture where AI agents navigate the internet autonomously on behalf of users. If every resource can carry a machine-readable price, agents can evaluate cost versus value and make payment decisions without human intervention. That's a significant architectural change to how the web works.
The 213 comments range from excited builders who've already started prototyping to skeptics who point out that this model concentrates more economic power through Cloudflare's already substantial network position. There's also a thread about fraud and abuse if you can charge per resource access that creates incentives for artificially inflating access counts, which is a problem payment networks have always faced.
FFmpeg 9.1 is a quieter story, but one the audio engineering community cares about significantly. The new native AAC encoder in FFmpeg replaces the previous dependency on external libraries like libfdk AAC. The community at Hydrogen Audio, which is the gold standard for lossless and lossy audio quality evaluation, has been running Mushra listening tests. And the early results are that FFmpeg's native encoder is competitive with the best commercial and open source implementations at equivalent bit rates. For a project that has been the backbone of video and audio processing for 2 decades, that's a meaningful quality improvement.
The 124 comment thread includes developers who work on streaming infrastructure discussing the operational implications, fewer licensing concerns, simpler build systems, and consistent behavior across platforms. FFmpeg has a habit of becoming invisible infrastructure for enormous amounts of the world's media, and encoder quality improvements compound across millions of deployments.
Qualcomm Linux 2.0 continues the story of ARM-based Linux moving from a hobbyist curiosity toward a real developer platform. Qualcomm is publishing proper board support package improvements, better hardware abstraction layers, and upstream kernel contributions. The 50 comments are largely positive, but measured. The community has seen hardware vendors promise Linux support before and deliver inconsistently. The question is whether Qualcomm's commitment extends to the long-term kernel maintenance work, not just the launch announcement.
And Umu, the open-source robot vacuum you build yourself, sits in an interesting niche. The Maker's Pet project has published full hardware designs, firmware, and assembly guides. The community score of 335 reflects genuine enthusiasm from a subset of HN that loves the intersection of robotics, embedded systems, and the maker ethos. The specs are modest compared to a commercial Roomba, but that's not really the point. The point is that someone who builds Umu understands every component of how it works.
There's a pedagogical thread in the comments about this being an excellent robotics education platform. You're learning ROS integration, sensor fusion, motor control, and real-time constraint programming all in a single project. The underhanded C contest fits nearby in the developer culture space. It's been running intermittently since 2005, challenging contestants to write C code that appears to be correct but contains subtle hidden bugs. The current round is active, and the comment thread has examples from previous years that are genuinely impressive in their malicious cleverness. It's security research disguised as a puzzle competition.